What about Claire and Gordy? What's Mum had helped Gordy and Claire at one point, I think, right?
You won't get nowhere with Claire because she's just like a puppet. She follows this other one here.
Yes, she does, but what do we have on her? Like, what do you have on Claire?
On Claire?
Yeah.
I don't really have anything on Claire.
Other than she fall, did she ever give you a rough time or anything, or
No, not really.
Linda was leading the charge, right?
Of course.
Yeah, because Claire, what I saw, she follows behind him. She kind of like foreshadows her.
Like I tell you, she's like a puppy.
Yeah.
Whatever she said, Claire would do.
Okay. Well, here's the thing too, what I found out later is Claire was going through that divorce with Gordy, right? And Linda was working at land titles, so Linda was able to dig up all the information for Claire
Of course, why not?
without paying for it.
I knew that right away when I heard that happen. Oh, now she's got somebody to work for her.
Right, or somebody on the inside.
Of course.
Right, and also Gordy skipped the country, so it's hard to go after him for anything, right? So therefore, Claire was put in a position where she wasn't looking too pretty. So from what I can see, like Claire told me that Andy had found the house for her in, I think it was in Arbor she was living at the time, and I don't think it was Toulon. I think it was Arbor. And so I think that Andy helped her somehow financially, or co-signed, or did something for her to get the first place.
When she had that house?
Yeah.
Yeah, she had that house in Toulon.
Okay. Did she have one in Arbor first? No.
What?
Did she have one in Arbor, or was they both in Toulon?
Never heard about one in Arbor. There was one in Toulon.
Okay, one in Toulon.
What he co-signed her for?
You know he co-signed? Do you know if he did co-sign for her?
He did, yeah.
Did she tell you that?
I heard about it.
He did co-sign for her, eh?
Yeah.
That's what I thought. Because that's how he, see, with him, everything is money. So if he's got somebody in his pocket, it's because he's got them in their pocket financially somehow. And it just dawned on me later, why is she so, following him? And then it dawned on me is because when I saw the court documents, the divorce documents, because he was in the States, they couldn't really go after him. They can't enforce anything, right?
Oh, yeah.
So he's not stupid. So he can,
Of course, I was just going to say that. He's no dumbbell.
yeah, he can skip the country and she can't go after him. So that leaves her in a bad position, right?
Of course.
So now, if she wants to move into a house, and at the time she was barely working because she hadn't worked for years, so how does she qualify for a house? She doesn't, and the job she had wasn't very good paying, so she can't qualify on her own. So she would need some help, right?
Of course.
So here comes Andy, and then she always said that it was Andy's fault that she teamed up with Gordy, yeah, because Andy introduced Gordy to Claire, right? And so that's what, so she's, I guess she went back to him, or anyways, needed his help. So I know he had helped her find the house, but it dawned on me, he must have gone one step further and helped her get the mortgage to get the house.
Oh, of course. Why not? What the hell does she have? She didn't even have a pot.
No, because what happened is, again, with Gordy skipping the country and the fact that the property was all under a company name.
Yeah.
It was Lee Cattle Company or something. And remember one of the boys, which one was it? One of the son-in-laws was involved with Gordy, and that didn't go over very well, something like that.
Who was involved?
Was it Charlene's boyfriend, now husband? One of them was working with Gordy, wasn't he? Doing with the cattle, right?
Oh, it was
Or was it the other one?
Charlene's husband.
Derek?
Charlene's husband was working for him, working with him.
Okay, and they had a falling out, or they had a disagreement, I think, right?
Oh, yeah, I guess he did. I don't know.
Yeah. So anyways, where I'm going with that is anything that Gordy had was under a company name, so it was hard to get at, right?
Oh, yeah, why not?
So therefore, Claire,
Gordon wasn't born yesterday.
no, and he had several properties because I was able to dig them up myself and paid for it. So, you know, I didn't go through like Linda did. And that's when I discovered all these properties. But like he was a million, he had like $1 million, just shy of $1 million in mortgages.
Did he sell these properties now or what's happened?
You know what? I don't know. I haven't followed up since. But at the time he had, like I say, huge mortgages on them. So, you know, even if he had assets, if he had the land, if he had high mortgages, you know, I'm not sure what happened after that. Who knows? I don't know if he sold them or what, or if there was any equity in it either, you know. But anyways, he covered his tracks by going to the States. You can't go after him in the States. In fact, the lawyer can ask him to come up, and he won't. He doesn't have to, right? Because I saw that in the court documents where he was evading them, eh? So
he went to California, didn't he?
Arizona.
Oh, Arizona.
Yeah, Arizona, I believe, is where he's at, yeah. Maybe he went to California first, but I believe it was Arizona. I saw something with that in the documents, eh? But, and here's the other thing, too, going back